America, America. The psalmist said, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Habakkuk the prophet said, Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you bless every pastor, preacher, missionary, evangelist? God, have you will your way today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, we come to our Wednesday broadcast. Hope you'll be found faithful in the church tonight. Amen. Well, we come to number 18 today about what my Bible can do for me. And I said this, He melts the hearts of sinners, or He melts sinners. Now, let me give you an application. Psalm 147 and verse number 18, the Bible said, He sendeth out His word and melteth them. He causeth His wind to blow and the waters flow. Now, He's talking about how God sends the word of God and He melts ice. Let me say, if God can melt ice by the word of God, God can melt sinners' hearts. Did you know that? You know, it's not up to you and I to get the sinner saved. You know, the Bible said in another place that the Bible was the sword of the Spirit. Do you know if the Bible is the sword of the Spirit that we ought to let the Bible do the cutting? You know, I'm afraid a lot of times we preachers try to cut with the sword. And we ought to let the Spirit do that. If it's the sword of the Spirit, that's the Spirit's job. You know, my job is to preach. My job is to deliver the message. But God's job is to take that message and roll it over in your heart and convict you and help you and get you where you need to be. That's not my job. Now, a lot of preachers are doing things that are not their job. I cannot make anybody live right. If I was a pastor of a church, it would not be my, it would not be my job to make people live right. Did you know that? No, sir. That is not my job to make people live right. No, I'm not to do that. You see, my job is to preach the Word of God. Now, years past in pastoring churches, I thought it was my job to make people live right. That's not my job. My job is to preach the Word of God. They take that Word home, God melts it. Now, when the sinner, it's not my job to get the sinner saved. Somebody said, how many did you get saved Sunday? None. How many are you going to get saved Sunday? None. God gets them saved. I don't get them saved. I do the preaching. Now, here's the thing. What preacher wouldn't want somebody to get saved under his preaching? That'd be great. That's wonderful. If God wants somebody to be saved under the preaching, that's wonderful. But let me say this tonight, that today, wherever you're listening to this program, that I can't make people get saved, and you can't either. Now, many times we think, well, if we just preach a real hard message, they'll get saved. No. We are to preach salvation by grace to the sinner, and we're to let God melt their hearts. You know, we may leave the church, and we're so results-driven in this day and hour. We're so numbers-driven. I mean, there's letters go out all the time. We had this many saved, and that many saved, and this many saved, and that many saved. And I'm going to say this. I know probably some people ain't going to like this. If you have people saved, I'm rejoicing with you. I'm not jealous of that. But I'm going to say, if some folk had as many people saved as they say they have, we'd be having revival in America, friend. Let's just put it down where it is. Numbers are no good. Every soul is an individual case. And I know that when you pray with a man, that's all you can do. You got to take his word for it. I understand that. But I'm saying this to you. I believe sometimes we need to let the word of God melt people. And I tell you, you can tell when people's serious about salvation or not. We should never get in the business of counting heads when we know somebody's not serious, but we put them on our list and count them that they got saved anyway. I want to tell you something. There was a sincerity in the early church. There was a sincerity about this, and God melted the hearts of sinners and saved them. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.